美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出美语三级跳节目恋爱单元的高级课程。
Kevin set up his friend Emily on a date with another one of his friends. Today, Kevin and Emily are meeting to talk about how the date went last night.
So, how did your date with my friend Paul go last night? Don't you think he's a really great guy?
Unfortunately, Kevin, I can't tell you anything about Paul.
Why not? You didn't like him? I was sure you guys would be a good match.
Actually, Paul stood me up.
Aw, man!
Paul stood you up? You mean he never came to the date?
Nope. I waited for a full hour, and he never came.
Huh? Stand someone up? 这不是指放别人鸽子吗？这么说 ,Kevin 的朋友 Paul, 他让 Emily 白等了一个小时,太过分了。
No doubt about it, Winnie. It would be bad enough if Emily and Paul didn't get along. But it's much worse that Paul didn't even show up for the date.
就是啊。真不知道 Kevin 他要怎么解释呢
In the next section, listen for the phrase go out for drinks, which means to go to a bar and drink alcohol.
Really? Are you sure you were at the right place? Maybe you were confused about where to meet.
No, he suggested we go out for drinks at a bar downtown, and he gave me the address. I wrote it down on my calendar, so there's no way I was at the wrong place.
Well, I guess Paul can be a flake sometimes.He says he's going to be somewhere, and then he either forgets about that appointment or decides to do something else instead at the last minute.
I can't stand flaky people, so it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Paul 有时是个 flake, 那是什么意思啊?
Winnie, flake is a slang word to describe a person who is not reliable. Also, you can say someone is flaky.
Oh, flake 就是那些靠不住、说话不算数的人。这种人怎么能做男朋友嘛
？Yes, flaky people can be really annoying. In the next section, listen for the phrase "pickup line," which is a set phrase men use to introduce themselves to women they don't know.
So what happened? You just sat at the bar by yourself?
Oh, it was terrible. I pretended I was writing text messages on my phone to look busy. But all these guys kept coming over and giving me these lame pickup lines.
Oh, no. What kind of pickup lines?
Oh, you know, they would pretend that we had met before as an excuse to introduce themselves.
Emily 真够倒霉的耶。很多男人过来跟她搭讪，而且他们的 pickup line, 搭讪的话都很老套。比如啊，假装以前在哪里见过啊，哼，现在谁还会相信这种话啊
？Winnie, in the next section, listen for the phrase to blow someone off, which means to show that you are not interested in talking so that the person goes away.
Oh, to blow someone off 就是表现出没兴趣，好让别人走开。
Wow, that sounds really awkward. What did you do?
Well, I kept trying to blow them off, but it didn't work. They just kept trying to talk to me and ask me out on dates.
I guess men don't have that problem when they go to bars alone. Usually women don't try to hit on them like that.
Exactly. Sometimes I wish I were a guy so I could go to a bar and just enjoy my drink and not have anyone bother me.
哎呦，这些男人真烦呢。Emily 不理他们，他们还没完没了的搭讪呢。
Well, Winnie, you know, a lot of people would like to have Emily's problem.
Well, I'm sorry your blind date was such a disaster. How can I make it up to you?
I know. I'm going to find the weirdest girl in the world and make you go out on a date with her.
Oh, no. 为了要惩罚 Kevin, Emily 要找个世上最奇怪的女孩让 Kevin 跟她去约会呢。
So, Winnie, the lesson of the story is...
别随便给好朋友撮合,否则啊,后果自负。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me, 网址是 www.goenglish.me。